At the heart of the Westside Flats neighborhood is Mary C. Snow Elementary School. The neighborhood has the second highest percentage of African American residents in West Virginia. The school itself is named in honor of West Virginia's first female African American principal of an integrated school. Snow wasn't only an educator, she was also known for her civic engagement in this neighborhood. And for most community organizers here, like Reverend Matthew Watts, the memory of the real Mary C. Snow is a reminder of what individuals can do to help revive the West Side.
Some people have just stayed here. You know, they want to see it turn around again. And it can, and we believe that it will. That despite the vacant houses, there's still 4,000 reasons in the broader West Side, those are the kids, as to why we should fight. They deserve a chance to live in a safe, healthy, wholesome place that inspires them.
Watts is the CEO of a nonprofit called Hope Community Development Corporation. He says the dilapidation of buildings reduces home values and can become a magnet for crime.
On those four blocks, there are 61 vacant structures, and they pose a public health threat in terms of public safety, public health, et cetera, for the children, families. And we believe that it contributes significantly just to the overall negative feeling that kids in this neighborhood have.
But as Watts walks along 3rd Avenue and points to homes with fresh flower beds out front and homes that are well maintained, he says it's clear that not everyone on the West Side has given up hope. Many of the houses here still possess a historic charm from the days when this was an up-and-coming neighborhood for middle-class African-American families. During segregation, this was also the cultural center of activity for the black community in Charleston, including tourists who were not allowed to stay downtown. But now, middle-class families have moved away. In the last year, Reverend Watts and his organization have spent $250,000 to remove asbestos and prepare 12 vacant homes for demolition. The removal of these structures was a partnership between Hope CDC, the City of Charleston, and the Charleston Urban Renewal Authority. Bob Hardy has been helping the neighborhood since the 1990s. Before anyone else had a vision to restore this neighborhood, Hardy was working to rehab dilapidated homes along 2nd Avenue.
As you look around, you can see some of the houses that we built. And we would like to continue to do that. And, you know, with changing times, changing funding, you know, it's become a struggle. Because working in a poor community is not the easiest thing to do. It's not profitable.
Hardy is a licensed contractor, and his father was a shop teacher. As executive director of the Charleston Economic Community Development Corporation, he has helped build 10 new homes in the Westside Flats neighborhood. He's helped rehab about 50 houses. Hardy grew up in the Westside Hills, which looks down into this neighborhood. His vision for restoring this area came because he believes it's like the front yard of the entire Westside. He sees the potential here to develop affordable housing because of the neighborhood's close proximity to downtown. The community has been supporting a large part of these efforts, even though 1 in 3 residents here are living in poverty. And though he's been involved in this work for over 20 years, Hardy says he believes this neighborhood is going to turn around and the people here are going to pull themselves out of poverty.
The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to those that endure until the end. My mother gave me that. Never quit.
Together, Hardy and Watts are working to continue to rehab more homes. They are each cautiously optimistic that Charleston officials can partner with them more in the future to restore the Westside Flats neighborhood. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.